The Drive with Derek Gilbert. Your city, your station. The Eagle 93.9.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, we continue our political discussion with State Representative Ed Robb of Missouri's 24th District. And now we welcome to our microphones a senior advisor to three American presidents, three-time candidate for president, a founding member of three of America's best-known public affairs shows, the McLaughlin Group, the Capital Gang, Crossfire, editor emeritus of the American Conservative, and the author of seven previous books, his latest, State of Emergency, the Third World Invasion and Conquest of America, Patrick J. Buchanan. Welcome to the Eagle 93.9.
Well, thank you very much.
Pat, this is pretty provocative stuff here. You basically argue, if I understand correctly, that what some call immigration into the United States, you are calling an invasion.
Well, I think when you got more illegal aliens in your country than all the Irish and Jewish folks and English who ever came in 350 years, that's the only proper term for it. Under President Bush, 6 million people have been apprehended on our southern border breaking into the United States. We are stopping now 150,000 every month. That's more illegal aliens invading this country than all the American soldiers we've got in Iraq. I mean, if that's not an invasion, what do we call it? It is certainly not Ellis Island.
Now, is this something that could happen without the complicity of the American government, or is this just government incompetence?
It's more than government incompetence. It's dereliction of government duty. The Constitution requires the government of the United States to defend the states from invasion. And this is what is happening along the four southern states of the United States. And the President of the United States has failed, has refused to do his duty to enforce the immigration laws, which say that illegal aliens should be halted at the border and, if caught in the country, sent back. He clearly is not doing his duty, and he admits he can't do it or won't do it unless we give him an amnesty for the 12 million here and give the corporations that hire these illegals the right to go abroad and bring more of them in. The president's not doing his duty, and Congress is not holding him to account.
So is this a bipartisan problem, then, or are we just looking at something that you can lay at the feet of one party or the other?
Both parties are at fault. Clinton did a better job than Bush. The Republican House has sought to pass legislation to build a security fence along the border. Even Hillary Clinton voted for it. But I think, by and large, you can hold both parties accountable when you got 12 million people in the country. They've been coming here for the past 20 years.
When we've got this kind of a flood of immigrants across our southern border, and it's pretty easy to look at the numbers and see that there's a problem here, why haven't the politicians in Washington, D.C. stepped up to the plate and done something about this?
Political cowardice is one reason. Political correctness is another. Political opportunism is another. The Republicans are frightened to death of the Hispanic lobbies. They're frightened of the big corporations that finance their campaigns, because these are global companies now, and their K Street lobbyists demand that first they get pardons for having hired the illegals, and secondly, they be granted the right to go abroad and hire more of them. And there's another reason Republicans are inactive here and refuse to defend the borders, and that, frankly, is guilt. Many in this generation have been marinated in guilt over the alleged sins of Western civilization, slavery and colonialism and imperialism and genocide and all these other things allegedly attributed to Western man alone. And they are paralyzed when they're faced with the charge that they are racists or nativists or xenophobes. And so they do not act rather than stand up to this nonsense.
Pat Buchanan is our guest on the Eagle 93.9, his new book, State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America. Pat, here in mid-Missouri, it seems like a problem that's far away on the southern border or in the big cities. Columbia, Missouri is not St. Louis or Kansas City or Chicago or Los Angeles. Why should we care about this problem?
Well, I assume you care about your country there. We have in this country now, even though the American people never voted for it, 36 million immigrants at least from third world, most of all of them from third world countries we've never fully assimilated into any Western society, and we're not assimilating them now. And we have 12 million illegals here, and many of them are criminals, And many of them have no wish to assimilate, and they have an allegiance and loyalty to a foreign country, Mexico. And I think we're risking, if this continues, and the border, southern border of the United States is wide open to the whole world, you're in danger of losing your country. And people don't seem to understand that countries are breaking up and balkanizing all over the world on issues like race, ethnicity, language, culture, religion. This is what is breaking apart Iraq. It broke apart the Soviet Union. It broke Czechoslovakia in half. It tore the Balkans to pieces. And as Arthur Schlesinger said, the wars of ideology of the 20th century are being replaced by wars of race and ethnicity. And I think we better wake up and smell the coffee.
So how do you see this Balkanization playing out in the U.S. then?
I think you've got a huge number of by the mid-century, we'll have 100 million Hispanics here. A huge slice of them will be illegal. Most of them will be from Mexico, and they'll be heavily concentrated in the Southwest, that the 58% of all Mexicans believe belongs to them. I think culturally, linguistically, socially, the American Southwest is going to revert to Mexico.
So in political, well, let me back up a second here. I've got about four questions that are fighting their way out at the same time. A regular guest in this program over the last couple of months has been Jerome Corsi, who's written extensively about the problems maintaining the integrity of our southern border. Do you see this as part and parcel of a move to merge the United States into a super state, a North American super state?
Well, there are different streams here. Certainly, the Mexican government has that as its stated objective, the erasure of the borders and the economic merger of the United States and Mexico and Canada, and with the free right of all Mexicans to move to the United States if they wish, and 46% of them say they would like to move here. So that clearly is an objective of the Mexican government. It's been announced in Madrid by Vicente Fox. It's approved of by Robert Bartley, editorial editor of the Wall Street Journal, for 30 years. The Council on Foreign Relations favors it, and many of American elites and corporate elites favor this goal. There's no doubt about that. But there's also a more militant movement in the barrios of the Southwest, that this land is Aslan, this land belongs to them, and they seek fundamentally, and it is a racial and ethnic thing. They talk about the bronze continent and the bronze culture, and the Europeans are the occupiers and go back to Europe. And I think you have very much the same kind of movement you see spreading across South America, in Ecuador recently and in Peru and certainly successfully in Bolivia, of indigenous peoples retaking the lost land from the Europeans. I think that is happening too. And so there's a number of different streams that are moving into this giant river that is leading, I think, to an existential crisis of the American nation as a nation.
We're talking with Pat Buchanan. He's the author of a new book, State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America. The numbers don't look pretty. Pat, hold on just a moment. We've got to take a break. We'll be back. I want to see if there's anything that Pat thinks we can do to reverse the tide that's flowing. I'm Derek Gilbert. You're listening to The Eagle, 93.9.
Columbia's information superhighway. This is The Drive with Derek Gilbert. Your city, your station, The Eagle 93.9.
The United States, as we know it, is drowning in a flood of illegal immigrants. Our guest is Patrick J. Buchanan, former presidential candidate, and author of the new book, State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America. Pat, you paint a pretty grim picture just looking at the numbers, and it appears obvious that neither the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party want to do much to stop this flood of people crossing our southern border. What can we as American citizens do to change things, or is it too late?
Well, I will say this about the American people. They are awakened to this problem. They may not have been nationally in 1991 and 1992 when I urged 70 miles of border fence and tougher enforcement of employer sanctions. I was compared to David Duke, but now Hillary Rodham Clinton is voting for 700 miles of fence, and she does that in response to the vast majority of the American people who are aware of this problem, who want something done, who will defeat any candidate who calls for open borders. 80% of Pennsylvanians, incidentally, in a recent survey up there, said they were opposed to amnesty, and 82% wanted a wall on the border. So the whole country gets it. This issue is coming down to communities, which are passing laws to punish businesses and landlords, landlords who rent to illegals and businesses that hire them. I don't know what more we can do, to be honest. The House, clearly of Representatives, Republican House, was joined by 60 Democratic congressmen in supporting a really tough border enforcement bill. I think the amendment for border fence was supported by almost everyone. Border security is a blazing hot issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what more we can do when you got a federal government refuses to enforce the law. Bush was guilty of impeachable acts, but how do you impeach him when the Senate's going along with the program?
Well, exactly. You send 6,000 National Guard troops down to the border, and then you won't let them carry loaded weapons.
Yeah, this is mean. It just shows the lack of seriousness on the part of the president, and he really doesn't like this idea. He's being forced to enforce the border. He doesn't like the border fence. I think he believes in basically the whole North American Union concept and free trade among the Americas and all of these New World Order ideas, which were very much in the portfolio of his father.
Hmm. Now, Pat, you paint you paint a pretty grim picture. America in 2050. What kind of future do we have to look forward to if we don't reverse this trend?
Well, I'm afraid we're going to be a polarized country because the Hispanic folks coming are, I mean, across the border from the South, and most of the third world folks have, especially the Hispanics, let's take them, and Mexican folks. I mean, these aren't bad people, but we're getting the poor and the unemployed, and these folks, first, many of them are retaining their culture and their language and their identity. They are Mexicans. They are proud Mexicans. And we're going to have an enormous number of them in the United States. Now, you can assimilate any individual from any country, continent, culture, creed, or color, but you cannot assimilate a country. I mean, and what is happening is a great part of Mexico is moving into the United States. And these folks, their children, when they go to school, are unfortunately, like African Americans, and one example is Washington, D.C., is they're dropping out. Half of them are dropping out before they graduate from high school. And when they graduate from high school, they're doing eighth grade work. And so what you're going to have is a country of 100 million Hispanics and maybe 75 million African-American folks, a majority of whom are unable to compete for the knowledge industry jobs, which are going to be going for a premium. And so you're going to have a country divided economically and socially, and also racially and culturally. And to me, this is a formula for a real disaster in America. I mean, this is a formula for a dystopia.
We're talking with Pat Buchanan on the Eagle 93.9 about his new book, State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and the Conquest of America. Is there a way to turn back the tide? Is there a way to reverse this?
I think if you declared a timeout on immigration right now, and you secured the border with a 2,000-mile fence, and you really started enforcing employer sanctions, and you really started deporting the criminals and the gang members and all the rest of it systematically, you stopped this scam of having your baby born in the United States, you're automatically, he or she is automatically a citizen, and able to bring their parents in and able to get social welfare benefits for life, and that, stop the welfare benefits to all the illegals here, do take a number of these tough steps and believe in what you're doing and realize that this is an existential crisis for the country, far more important than what's going on in Iraq in the long term. If you had that kind of leadership now, I think you might be able to resolve this problem over a number of years. But you're not going to resolve it if you don't stop the flood, if you don't stop the invasion.
Do you see, though, getting back to the problem of the two major parties in control of Washington, D.C. right now, do you see the political will in either the Republican Party or the Democratic Party to actually implement that kind of a plan?
I think there's some will in the Republican House, and there's a little in the Republican Senate, but dominantly, both of them are bought and paid for by the corporations. I mean, that's who funds these fellas. And the corporations, number one issue, they don't care about right to life or issues like that, or gay marriage, or things like that. They can take it or leave it. What they're concerned about is the bottom line. To them, That means the ability to bring in foreign workers and not being punished for hiring illegal aliens, and the right to export their factories abroad and bring their products back free, and to bring in workers from all over the world to take the jobs of American and get rid of these American workers who have pensions and health care and who want too much to work. And that's what the corporations, some of these giant corporations and our own government are in a way at war with the American people.
It's politically incorrect talk at its finest, Pat. You're just laying it right out there. This sounds like we're in a state of I don't know if servitude's the right word, but where the multinationals that are supposedly, that we think of as American corporations, have no national loyalty whatsoever. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I think that many of these corporations, I mean, look, they are devoted to the bottom line, and the bottom line, look, if you're in a corporation, this is the culture you're in, and you're devoted to the bottom line, and your partner or your competition across town dumps all his American workers and heads for Mexico and hires workers at $2 an hour, and he's shipping stuff back in here free of charge, and he's killing you, you're going to have to go to Mexico, too. Mm-hmm. And this is the economic system induces disloyalty in our businessmen.
Pat Buchanan, he's the author of State of Emergency. Pat, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this afternoon, and we appreciate you being courageous enough to stand on a wall and shout the warning.
Guys who stand on walls get shot off walls. You take it easy. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Pat. Patrick J. Buchanan. Coming up, we're going to continue our talk of politics. We've got State Representative Ed Robb, representative for Missouri's 24th District. He will join us next. This is The Drive. I'm Derek Gilbert on the Eagle 93.9.